The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but they're fun, they're happy, they're cute, they're wonderful, they make you smile. All of those things count. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is, and we need to live that way. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use if we choose to. And humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thing. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, if you have something that you want to have a prayer request, you want people to be praying for it, if you have something going on and you want to share a praise report because the Lord has been good to you and so you thank the Lord, if you want to share something that's just work, the Lord's working in your life through the Word of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, those are not the same, by the way, if you understand things that are taking place and just want to share and just have a way to bless people, if you have an answer to Bible trivia when we ask a question, we want you to be able to reach out to us. The ways you can do that, you can call 972-445-0770. It's 972-445-0770. When you do that, you get to talk to Terrific T. We stopped doing the compliments, but it's still like sunshine. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. As well, here's the big exciting part. You can email david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Speaking of which, if you can email me at david@hemustincrease.org, that means we have a website connected to some of that. And in that website, there's different words and videos, there's different sound clips, different sayings, different things throughout the site that may be a blessing to you if you haven't checked it out. We encourage you to do so because it's also a place where you can connect and give if the Lord puts that on your heart. Our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, we got a lot of stuff to go over that I want to cover with you. Some really cool stuff and some of the teaching. I just want to give you a couple of quickie updates. My daughter is coming into town, as far as I know, this week. So we're going to be taking Thursday. Thursday will be a replay. It'll be a best of. We'll be doing a pretty good best of. So if you haven't listened to everything, it might be worth a listen. But if not, that's okay. We're going to take Thursday off and spend some extra time together with me and my wonderful best friend, loving, faithful, diligent, coolest gift God ever gave man earth besides himself, wife Noelle. And then we're going to spend that with Julianne and Jared and Addie Bug, Isaiah, Anthony, and Easton Scott. So I'm very excited about that. Should be a lot of fun. It'll be challenging in its own way because you got to have a little bit of distance and you can't just smother each other. So be in prayer for that. School going good. and really being blessed by the materials I've been reading. Hopefully I'll be able to translate that and be a blessing for you as well. That'll be in the first teaching. And then just keep aware that we're going to move forward, do our best to do one thing in particular, strengthen each other each day, every little bit as we can as we see the day approaching. That's our only big goal. Nothing complex, nothing weird. All right, let's open up with a little bit of review in Thessalonians. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, a wonderful portion, a passionate portion. I covered everything, right? I think we got everything good. We're good. This is what Paul says here in basically it's verse 7-ish, but I'm picking it up about a word or two in. Instead, we were gentle among you as a nurse nurtures her own children. By the way, one of our very own, Joy, okay, Joanne, Cordelia. I don't know if Cordelia did that, but Joanne was a nurse, so I think that's cool. Anyway, well, we were gentle among you as a nurse nurtures her own children, her own responsibilities, or her own responsibilities or people that she's serving. That's really what that means. And we cared so much for you that we were pleased to share with you not only the gospel, but also our own lives, because you had become so dear to us. I mean, if I read this, I'm going to read this again. What I want you to think of is the level of affection that Paul is communicating in this letter. Listen to this as I read through it. All I want you to do, you can do this multiple times in Scripture. All I want you to do is listen for the level of care and compassion and connection that Paul has with the people at Thessalonica. Instead, we were gentle among you as a nurse nurtures her own children. We cared so much for you that we were pleased to share not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. This is a person who's really committed and connected to other people. One of the big marks of discipleship, we talk about having a relationship with God. That's, of course, essential and crucial. Sharing the gospel, Paul even says. He says, we shared the gospel with you. That's another mark of a disciple. We get that. Not always Billy Graham style, but always being available, right? But then loving one another, connecting to one another, committing to one another, Paul was saying, we cared so much for you. We not only gave you the gospel, which was the most important gift we can give anybody, we gave you our own lives because you had become dear to us. Let me explain the real important right here that Paul is saying over time, as we have developed a relationship with you and as we've connected with you and as we've loved upon you and prayed for you, we've grown more and more fond of you. So when you go to church sometimes, you'll know that I think most people know at church there's four kinds of people. There's visitors, attenders, members, and partners. We call that VAMP. Okay, not for vampire, just vamp, okay? Visitors, attenders, members, and partners. And some of the people that are there, you may know kind of at a distance like a visitor, okay? An attender is somebody who's been there more than that, kind of hanging out, you know, and you know them a little bit. And then there's the members and the partners, and each one goes a little bit deeper in their commitment to the church. Well, guess what? Over time, as you connect to these people, what the Lord does is increases your love, your compassion, your desire, your commitment to them, and thereby you reflect more and more as a disciple of Jesus Christ. I can tell you right now that every one of us ought to be growing in our desire to connect, to bless, to encourage, to strength, to help, to lift up, to care for other people, or we are selfish beyond belief and self-centered beyond belief, nothing of which Jesus did. In order to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, you got to pour it out. He pours it into you, not so that you can just go, ooh, it feels so good, the Lord is with me. He pours it into you so you can be blessed and also pour it out to others, and thereby he pours more into you, and then you can pour more out to others. And it's a continual process. So Paul says, I mean, he's so loving. Have you ever felt that way so much about somebody you cared for? I'm not talking about your first big romantic love. I'm talking about you really care about people and want them to do well. And you'd want them to do so well that sometimes you ache. You're like, ugh. If they could only do this or they only do this. I'll say this, but I'll be very careful. A very close relative of mine, not my sister, but a sibling. I sent him a link for something that I wanted him to listen to. Very funny stuff that he would really get a great blessing out of, because I know him and I know what would bless him. The link is free. All he's got to do is click on the link, right? I sent it to him a week ago. He hasn't clicked on the link. You know what that does? It makes me sad. It doesn't take a lot to click on the link, and this thing will be a blessing for you. It won't do it. And I'm like, oh, click on the link, dude. And it's like, it's caring about people that much. And what's awesome about that, and I'll give you this really, really high-minded insight. What's awesome about that is when we care about somebody so much and we're so focused on other people, our life becomes better. How our actual genetic DNA is that when we give sacrificially, built into your system, there is a blessing that is released. The endorphins are more released when you give sacrificially than when you give off the top. You think that God designed that by accident? You think that was just, oh yeah, that was lucky. The Lord set it up so that the more we give out personally and emotionally, spiritually, financially, and everything, the more endorphins, the more of a blessing it becomes for us. That's the design of God. So we ought to ache so much, and that's how Paul felt for the other believers at Thessalonica. We ought to have that. We ought to be loving one another so we care and we want these people who we're connected to grow in the Lord and to click on that link. It'll bless you. That's our spirit. That's how it should be. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
First and foremost, we want to review our most important element of the day, and that is our DNA. Why is DNA important? Because a Christian should know what they're made of no matter what they're going through. Can I say this again as I've said it before? Let me do it real quick. Ready? More news is coming. I know it sounds prophetic, doesn't it? More, even different news today, tomorrow, and the next day, and for the next week, and the next month, and the next year, and the next decade. Da-da-da, that's good. So in lieu of that, we have to have a certain way, and we need to be. Our DNA, Christian DNA, has three elements. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Number two, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of the Lord and his words. And A, always be ready to
serve.
There you go. So it's three simple things. DNA. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, getting ready to load up with our very first trivia question. But before we do, I think we have somebody on the phone. Did they want to have a comment? Or it's a question from Troy. We're going to do our best to see if we can help Troy out real quickly. So let's hang on as we move over to the phone. This is David. How you doing, Troy?
All righty, I guess. I'm kind of disappointed in a president we got.
Well, I understand, but you got to keep praying for him and not against him, okay? That's the command. You're not allowed to pray against anybody. You got to pray for him.
I want to ask you a question. You know, the Japanese and Chinese and the blacks and everybody else, he runs in there and grabs his little book and all of his cronies behind him. And he signs in laws on them, but when it comes to Jews, he don't have too much to do about that.
All right, why don't you hang up, and I'll make a comment on that, and then you can listen to what I say about that, okay?
All righty, bye-bye.
All right, brother. All right, so what Troy is basically referring to is there has been an uptick in attacks on the Jewish people, just so people can know, okay? And this is kind of an important part of this. The Jewish people have been being attacked for, let me check my watch, 4,000 years. Okay, so let me just make everybody understand this, okay? There is no way that that is going to stop ever between now and do-do-do. And one of the things that's being challenged is the way that people have been treating one another all the way across the board. And if we're just going to be like straightforward about it, you got to say, everybody's got to stop being a jerk. That would be my first statement. People should not be attacking other people because they're different. They have a different approach. They have a different mentality. They have a different mindset. Some of this stuff is getting way, way out of hand. And one of the reasons it's getting out of hand is because there's no punishment. I mean, if somebody does something, there's nothing, there's no consequence. The Bible talks about the fact that the people just cast off restraint when there's nothing there to be concerned about. They don't care. They'll just do whatever they want. Let me make something absolutely positively clear. God loves everybody. Not somebody, everybody. And of course, he loves Jerusalem and the Jewish people. It's not, you can't take the whole Old Testament and three quarters of the New Testament and throw them out. And what we've got to stop doing is allowing this stuff to take place without petitioning God, saying, bring your justice, bring your grace, bring your mercy, but most importantly, bring your protection over the people that know you. If you look in the book of Revelation, listen to what I say, every group of people is in heaven. Now, does that mean every single person is in heaven? No. But in every single group, there are people that are God's people. And we better get a better handle on that. And I don't like the rise when there's attacks on Jewish people or on African Americans or on Asian people, Asian Americans, or on anybody else. It's pathetic. It's wrong. And let me say something else real quickly while I got the door here. It's also wrong to be overly attacking people that have that are gay that you don't agree with. I have no problem having the argument and the discussion. I certainly have a problem with people that are trying to physically intimidate people because they're different. I don't accept that. Jesus didn't accept that. That's not the way he went about it. When John and James asked for fire to come down out of heaven, he goes, you don't know what manner of spirit you are. That's not the way the kingdom of Jesus Christ advances. We use with the Holy Spirit the word of God to make declaration, and our weapons are not weapons that are carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And when the church, which needs to do a little bit better job, can kind of take the stand and say, we are going to use as our weapon the truth, which is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, then they're on the right track. When anybody else tries to take it to the next level up, it's pathetic. It's wrong. It's not what Jesus did. Jesus didn't say, you know, rise and slay everybody. Okay? What was it that happened with Abel's blood? When Cain killed Abel, it cried out for a righteousness and a vengeance. What does Hebrews say when Jesus spilled his blood for our sake? It cried out for mercy and grace. So here's my most immediate response. We got to stop this. Our war is a spiritual war. We don't war against flesh. We war against spiritual principles and powers on this earth and in places we can't even know. And our weapon is truth. And our power is the Holy Spirit. And enough of the enough. And let me just throw this in because I'm just in the mood and I just don't care. I am so tired of people trying to compare the kingdom of God to politics. It makes me want to vomit. Here's the problem. The kingdom of God is eternal. In 50 years, there might not be an America, but there will certainly be a kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a message for you. I love America. It's a fantastic country. It's done a lot of things wrong, but Christianity was around before America, and if America falls, Christianity will be around after America, because this is the kingdom of Jesus Christ. It is not the kingdom of man. And so before everybody gets that weird spirit going, let's understand what's going on. We have an allegiance to one king. We have no problem that the scripture tells us to obey the laws of the land as long as they don't conflict with our king's commands, period. You have an allegiance to one and to one kingdom. In fact, if you're a real Bible-believing, born-again Christian, you're supposed to be a stranger, a pilgrim on earth. That means that you're a visitor. This isn't our plan. Don't you ever think what I want to say, and I want everybody to hear what I'm saying. Kingdom first. Praying this morning. Do you know there's 20 times it says, turn not to the right or left. Turn not to the right or left. Anytime you take a political position and you try and stand on that and you try to make that the kingdom of God, you have failed. Don't you think Jesus could have spoke a whole bunch about politics all the time? And yet he didn't. Now, what does that tell you? Don't you think that the Jews were waiting for him to be the Messiah that delivered them from their political oppression? And yet he didn't. What does that tell you? What it tells you is that there is a kingdom that is greater, more important, eternal, that we had better concentrate on. And Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. I got a message for you. The kingdom of man is not the kingdom of God, period. And man's own ability to establish righteousness is pathetic. Our righteousness is as filthy rags before the eyes of God. And the scripture says, there's a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Humanity leading humanity is insanity. We need to get our hearts and minds focused on the kingdom of God. You wake up and you think, what does my king want from me today? Here I am, Lord Jesus. Direct me, guide me. Let me be used of you. And if you think that heaven is going to be here on earth without God inserting it, you've lost your mind. If you think that man is going to establish the righteousness of God, you have absolutely lost it. You're gone. You're bonkers. And if you think that you're, drives me crazy. And if you think that humanity, that the American people decide who the most important, powerful person in the world is, and God has nothing to do with it, you've lost your mind. You're not reading your Bible. Have you read the book of Daniel? God rules in the affairs of men. Well, yeah, except for in this last thing, he didn't rule. He rules in the affairs of men, period. Always. And that's it. And then we try and, the word but means on the other hand. Go look it up in a dictionary, any dictionary. But on the other hand, there is no on the other hand. God is the king. And we follow him, the kingdom of God, right? That's what it is. So all this stuff, it drives me batty because people are so soaked in it. You know, I was in the best mood the other day, and all I did accidentally was hit one button that had news flash, news headlines in it, and my face went like from smiley to middle. And it's just like, you know what? That is the worst thing in the world. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. Doesn't mean I don't know what's going on, but I look past that because everything you've ever read, ever posted, ever tweeted, ever read as a tweet, is not blessed or sanctioned by God. It's people trying to generate something for a different purpose. But God does everything for the purpose of us drawing into him, loving on him, connecting with him, because in 50, 100, or 1,000 years, this system is gone. And we will be living in a heavenly realm. And you either get on board or go ahead and take the raft right into hell. It's a decision you have to make. In fact, some of you have not made that decision. You've not submitted and yielded to Jesus Christ and to his call to be a follower of his. And the result is you're going to go to hell, which is described as eternity apart from God. Not a party, but a misery. Turn to Jesus Christ, period. I cannot say that any clearer. Don't get me going on a box. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back, top of the hour.
Just as I am. The David Spoon Experience.
You don't know what's going to happen in 1 minute, let alone 1 hour from now. And God, who it's impossible for God to lie, has made this commitment, made this offer, made this opportunity to both you and me and all of us around. The simplicity is that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and that the wages of that sin, the wages falling short, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God, demonstrating his love for us, sent Jesus Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. There is nothing more important than that principle right there. The hope that is offered to believers who acknowledge and surrender to the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's what's being offered. That's what gives you encouragement. That's what enables you to go on. You're going to have a lot of sorrow in this life. Job said it best, a man's days are few and full of trouble. But in the next, there is something so wonderful that even in man's mind, we cannot retain it. For eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither can the heart comprehend, can't even receive the great things which God has prepared for them that love him. There's such a great thing that's coming for us, such a great place, such a wondrous place. But you got to acknowledge the invitation. You got to say yes. Because if you don't say yes, you're not going to that wedding. The wedding of the Lamb. Don't be that person. Don't be that person that rejects it. Don't be that person that lives in sorrow, in grief, and in sadness. Don't be that person. Be the one that says yes.
so that you can be a part of the great wedding feast, that you can be a part of the great celebration. Oh, life is much more than this 60, 70, 80, 90 years. It's eternity on the line. And if you've already said yes, rest in the comfort. Rest in that place. Rest in that goodness. That all is well. And even on this side, if it's hard, on the other side, it's glorious.